Well, we know the Lions couldn't afford to pay Ndamukong Suh $27 million roughly a year, so they're not going to put the franchise label on him. He's going to be a free agent, and that's going to be the end of number 90 here in Detroit. And his presence will be missed, but as Drew Sharp just argued, they have a chance now to spend that money on a number of players to improve at several positions, and not just the one perennial Pro Bowl position represented by this once-in-a-generation player. But there's a... This isn't quite the same level of that, but there is an employee here in the state who's doing quite well, thank you, being paid by a school district for not even working there, believe it or not. And he's making over $200,000 a year. The Mackinac Center sniffed out the story about the head of the Michigan Education Association, its president, Steve Cook, and the way he's being paid. And it's a head-scratcher, I got to tell you. Patrick Wright, the Vice President, Legal Affairs at the Mackinac Center, on the other end of our line to talk about it. Hello, Patrick.
Morning, Frank.
So what kind of deal has Mr. Cook got going here?
Well, we think he's getting a $200,000 a year salary, and somehow he, as a private sector employee, has managed to get that salary transferred into the state public pension system. So he may end up getting credit for all of his years when he was a paraprofessional and his years as a MEA official and get a public pension for that.
Wait, he was never certified as a teacher, a qualified teacher in the state of Michigan? He was a parapro?
Yeah, that's my understanding, is that he was a parapro and not a teacher like, say, Iris Salters, the past president of the MEA.
Wow, I didn't realize that. I had always thought he was a teacher. So this parapro, and parapros, for those who don't know it, are like parents who go into the classroom and they help out. They, you know, like in an elementary school, they help the kids cut out snowflakes and stuff like that and take that away from the teachers so they can concentrate on teaching kids how to read. The parapros, they are paid, but they're, you know, they're not instructors in the classroom. They glue things on crepe paper and things like that. So he is listed as a parapro and is getting paid by the MEA while he's being loaned out to them by the school district?
Yeah, the way this is looking, and we're still trying to piece everything together, but the Lansing School District lists him as an employee at being paid more, $20,000 more than their superintendent. So he is being paid $200,000+ by Lansing School District. Now, they are claiming that the MEA compenses them for all of this and the pension costs. We don't think that that's right. We think that there's at least a state portion of the pension contribution that has not been recompensed by the MEA. And really, it doesn't matter because they are a private entity, and they should not have their employees dipped into the public pension system. I mean, why can't you or I or any of our listeners say, you know what, I would like a public school pension. Well, I'm going to go ahead and throw some money at the system, and then you guys can pay me on the back end.
Well, are we talking about a pension, or are we talking about his salary?
We are talking about a pension. What they are doing is that they are paying him so that he can get years of service credit and collect a MPSRS pension, Michigan Public Retirement System pension. So how you normally calculate these, Frank, is you calculate them based on years of service times your last three best years, and then you have a multiplier. So let's say somebody taught and made $100,000 a year their last 3 years of teaching. They taught for 30 years. So what you would do is you would take 30 times the 100,000 and then have a multiplier of 1.5, so you'd get 45,000, 50,000, something along that for your pension. You wouldn't get the full amount of it. And so he is setting himself up to have a pension similar to what Ira Salters had or Lou Battaglieri had, where they're making over $100,000 a year annually in a pension, and that's because they're counting their private sector MEA salary as opposed to what they were making when they were actually public employees before they became union officials.
So, and he's setting himself up for a $200,000+ pension.
No, his salary is $200,000 now. He'll make a pension probably in the low 100s.
I got you. It's still a lot of glue though. But his salary of $200,000 is what sets it all up. And with the school district helping out by listing him as an employee earning $20,000 more than the superintendent in Lansing?
That's correct. And the school district answered a few preliminary questions, and now they're stonewalling us at this point.
Well, of course they are.
They originally mentioned that, yeah, he works where he is working here. He doesn't have any duties. We asked them a series of detailed questions after that, and they just clammed up and said, we're not talking anymore.
Well, he must cut out the nicest snowflakes in all of Lansing. That's all I can figure. Or he's really neat with that glue that he puts on the crepe paper.
Yeah, and there's a couple of benefits. I mean, aside of just having the extra money, this becomes a constitutionally guaranteed pension. The state constitution guarantees this pension, the MIPSER's pension. And so no matter what, he can't lose it. Now, it's somewhat important because we think that the MEA is the MEA's pension system, which it pays its full-time employees, is around $190 million in the hole. Now, also, I mean, talking about in the hole, however, you know, while we're sitting around giving these MEA presidents these lucrative pensions, the MIPSERS itself is about $26 billion in the hole. So we have this thing that's chronically underfunded, and we're still giving out pensions to these people who are essentially just private employees.
Well, and that is a great point right there. Why should any public pension be paid to somebody who is a union official? Any argument that he's being loaned out by the school and they can't afford to let this parapro and his skillful carving of snowflakes get out, we need to replace him. That is a waste of taxpayer dollars, some would argue, wouldn't they?
Somehow, I mean, this system wouldn't be going on. Nobody would go through this if somebody wasn't getting an extra benefit out of it. Now, you know, you have people who pay into the pension system who don't complete invest, and they lose their money. So the idea that, well, you know, poor Mr. Cook isn't getting it's fair because he's really trying to help teaching, it doesn't make any sense. Somebody's getting an extra benefit here, and we need to figure out more of what's going on. There needs to be either a legislative or an attorney general investigation into this, because right now the answers we have just aren't satisfactory.
Well, hopefully there will be, because I never knew parapros got pensions anyways. So, listen, Patrick, we appreciate it. People can read more at Michigan Capital Confidential and get all of the details. I'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate
Take care. The legal director at the Mackinac Center, Patrick Wright, right now, traffic, and here's Mark Mitchell.